Okay. Long days and pleasant nights, fellow explorers. Welcome to the live Q&A for the Exploring Series for December 2018. So I have not done anything really live in a while. So I hope the audio is okay. I apologize in advance for my lack of eloquence, lacking a script of any kind. This is going to be a Q&A, not specifically devoted to any one series. So I will field, you know, any SCP questions that you have, since I'm sure there's going to be plenty of those. But I will take any questions about the channel, about other series I've done or potentially will do. And I'll do this for about an hour. I apologize in advance if I don't get to your question. I'm sure there's going to be a number of them. So let's get into it. Any questions? Well, since I'm sure I'm going to get this question, I'll start it out this way. I'm sure plenty of people want to know how long I plan to cover SCP for. And originally I had planned to do like 8 videos maybe for it. Originally I planned to not do it at all, but it fell into my lap, and so here we are. And as this ball started rolling and I got more and more invested into the modern SCP universe and started delving into a lot of articles and canon and entries and all those kind of things, it's really snowballed. And so I plan to cover it for as long as I can. And if I did readings, which is what most SCP channels do, if I did just readings, I could do SCP videos very quick. I could probably do one a day, to be honest, and just crank them out and do it for months and months because there's just so many. You know, there's the 4,000 odd SCP entries, all the tales and all sorts of stuff like that, and it continues to grow every day. So that could keep going on. But since I do summaries and I don't feel the need to summarize many of the SCPs, a lot of the shorter ones just don't need summaries. Just, you know, read them or have someone read them to you. I've done a few videos so far where I've compiled a few SCPs that sort of have a connection to each other, such as the Halloween video, the Chaos Insurgency, Marshall Carter and Dark. That way I can talk about a bunch of more obscure SCPs in one video, and that's sort of how I like to do things. So right now I would say I have no definite plans of stopping, but I know there will be a stopping point sometime next year, I assume. So I hope that those people that came to the channel just for SCP stick around and see, you know, hear me cover other stuff as well. Let's see here. I know I'm going to miss a lot of questions here. I apologize. Which SCP is my favorite? In the old days, when I first read through the first 1,000 back in 2011-ish, my favorite was SCP-354, the Red Pool, which I should be covering pretty soon on the channel. Nowadays, it's harder to say. I do like 184 a lot because I love the Kowloon Walled City. I like 3001. It's almost really more of a tale, but it's just so... it's such an emotional take on science fiction and horror, and every time I read it, it's just touching. There's a lot of SCPs that I like. I will say, if you're going to ask a question about any specific SCP, I'm not an encyclopedia, so if you can include just like a little description of it with the number, that would help a lot. Is there any schedule for SCP videos? So, yes, if you are a patron on my Patreon, every week I put up a poll that has a whole big list of SCP topics. And whichever SCP topic wins the poll that week, that is the next video I cover. Now, that is specifically only for the Monday videos. The Thursday extra videos, those are just usually shorter ones that I just feel like covering, because I'm trying to do 2 a week during the holiday season. I've seen a lot of questions about when will I explore a certain series. So for those people that are new to the channel and have not seen how I do things, it is very different than a lot of channels. I actually have shockingly little control over what series I cover. Whenever I finish a series, I put up a couple polls on the whole YouTube channel, and those polls are voted on by viewers, and that decides what series I cover next. I do reserve the right to veto any series if I really don't want to do it, but so far that has not happened. And it's really great because if it were just up to me picking series, I would have never done SCP. I was a fan of SCP back in the day. I had sort of moved on from it, and I thought it just wasn't the right fit for my channel, funnily enough. I would have never picked it myself. So thanks to the polls, that's what won, and here we are, and I'm really glad. It's been a huge boost to the channel, and I'm glad everyone is enjoying it. So in January, next month, I will be doing a new set of polls to decide a new series for me to cover. That does not mean SCP is going to go away in January. SCP will actually still be the main series that I try to put out every week. The other series, I'll put it out maybe also every week, but I'm not going to guarantee that. So it really could be anything. Last time, I think in second place behind SCP was the Witcher series. So that's a front runner, I would say, but I really have no control over it. It could be anything. Will we ever see an explanation for SCP-272, the Shadow Nail? Is that the one? That's the one where you drop the nail on somebody's shadow and then they like can't move from there? Is that it? It's hard to say. I mean, I'd have to look at some tales that are associated with it, if there are any. You know, for shorter concepts, if there are a bunch of interesting tales, I can make a video around that. That's what happened with SCP-173. By itself, that was not really worthy of a video. Also, if I can find other SCPs that sort of connect to it, maybe I can do a compilation. I'm thinking about doing a video on beneficial SCPs. So SCP-500 and SCP-2000, stuff like that would be combined into one video. That's probably not the Shadow Nail specifically, but yeah, if I can find a way to work it into a nice cohesive video that's longer than 4 minutes, I'll consider just about anything. SCP-3999, that is on the poll on Patreon, so eventually I will do it. I just don't know when. I believe the author themselves requested that I do it, so it's going to happen at some point. That's a complicated one. A Doom lore series, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Doom. I just recently played through all the games. I would definitely like to cover some Doom lore. Probably a shorter series, but what is my favorite series that I've done? Cthulhu Mythos, of course, was the first one I did that really started the exploring series. So that always has a special place in my heart. I've liked almost every one, really. Probably I've liked every single one. Norse mythology was something completely different. I was so nervous about covering Norse mythology because I was like, there's going to be like professors and stuff. There's going to be people that study this for a living watching these videos and massacring me on my pronunciation, which is exactly what happened. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I learned so much about Norse mythology, Celtic mythology, same thing. And SCP has been a blast as well. What do you think about other SCP channels? I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to insult anyone. I think they vary in the amount of effort put into their content, I would say. There are some channels that are sort of pillars of the community. And like the Volgan. I mean, I'm not going to beat around the bush. He's pretty much a pillar of the community. And I remember when he first started doing his readings, back when nobody was doing anything like that. And I'm not a fan of reading. Like, personally, I don't watch those videos because I just read stuff. But I think he's done a great job, and he does readings in a way that I could not do, you know, with voice, proper voice acting and all that. Like the YouTube channels that just do readings with like computer generated voices, like, what, I don't even know what that is. Like, that's a little shameful. But then, you know, there's a lot of channels. Lord Bung, of course, who I'm sure everyone is familiar with, is doing incredible things now for the SCP community. Forlorn Foundry doing live action SCP videos that are really pretty well done. So I would say it varies. Some of them I really respect what they're doing. They put a lot of effort into their videos and it shows, and others are just sort of, I don't know, seemingly milking the community. But I don't want to name too many names. Let's see here. Star Trek or Star Wars Exploring Series. I actually have done Star Wars Exploring Series. It's one of my least viewed series because there's just so many channels that do Star Wars. I wanted to cover Star Wars. I'm a bigger Star Wars fan, personally. I'd like to do some more videos for it. Maybe when I'm a bigger channel and people will watch it just because I'm a big channel. Any chance of a collaboration with Volgan? I mean, if he wants to ask, I'll do whatever he wants. I'm really not great at the whole internet social thing. I've never left like a YouTube comment in my life. I just tend to lurk, and, you know, so it's not really great that I'm running a YouTube channel. I don't really network. I've never promoted the channel in any way. I just make videos. So if someone wants to come to me and do some collaboration, you know, that would probably work, but I don't really, I'm not going to go out of my way. Yeah, a lot of questions about doing other series. Hopefully. I mean, I would love it if YouTube lasted decades and I just could keep doing this for decades and cover everything. You know, cover every series imaginable. Just drain the entire well dry. So, yeah, I mean, I plan to do everything unless something catastrophic happens to me or to YouTube or to something like that. Could I do a video about the Lovecraftian influence in Game of Thrones? That would be pretty cool. I've not read the books. I have watched the show, of course. And there's definitely a video there that could be made. I wouldn't be shocked if it has been made by some other people. I can definitely foresee me doing a whole series on Game of Thrones lore, but Lovecraftian influence would probably be its own thing. That would be pretty cool. Am I going to do the Cthulhu Mythos again? Honestly, I can't really think of a lore topic for Cthulhu Mythos, like Cthulhu Mythos itself, that would be deserving of a video. Which maybe is a little short-sighted. I'd definitely take any suggestions in my Discord. I have a whole channel just devoted to video suggestions. You can find the link to the Discord in the description. So I don't know. I mean, I never end any of my series. I always like to keep them open. It's like, yeah, I'm going to come back. I'm going to keep doing more. But right now, I can't think of anything I'd really like to make for Cthulhu Mythos. Is there any series you're really hoping to cover in the future? Well, I always say Warcraft because I always feel like that would be a break for me. That would be an easier series with a lot of great artwork and concept art and pretty firmly established lore and all that. That would be a bit of a break. Honestly, though, my actual answer would probably be the Stormlight Archives from Brandon Sanderson. It's not ready yet, I think, for a lore series. It's just too early. But I love those books and I'd love to do a series of videos on that. Let's see here. Would you consider doing some Lord of the Rings? I've done an entire series on Lord of the Rings. 20-some videos or something like that. Feel free to go into my videos section on the channel. You can find all the videos I've done. I've got playlists for all the videos in the description of every video. I have links to the playlists for all the series I've done. For those curious, I've done Cthulhu Mythos, Lord of the Rings, or Middle Earth, really. Star Wars, the Exploring series, the Elder Scrolls, I'm sorry. The Elder Scrolls, Norse Mythology, Celtic Mythology, and SCP. Let me see here. Favorite SCP video I've done? I want to say, I'm going to probably get the number wrong, but 1762, the dragon, where the dragons went or whatever. I always love doing videos that have a sort of an emotional story. I find I resonate better with that when I talk about it. And I love videos where I can just use like sort of generic, gorgeous fantasy art and I don't have to like stretch and reach around for like some obscure thing and some very specific artwork. I can just use the most generic, gorgeous stuff I can find. Those are always my favorite videos. When I did the video on the Tale of Beren and Lúthien for the Middle Earth series, that was also one of my favorites for a long time. How do I have such a great voice? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that so many people enjoy listening to me. I'm sure plenty of YouTubers probably can relate, but I never ever thought anything special about my voice. And my family just, they think it's hysterical. You know, it's just, I think it probably goes for most channels that you just listen to a lot over and over, unless they're really like whiny sounding or just horrible. You probably just get accustomed to it and enjoy it. I mean, it weirds me out a little bit when people tell me they fall asleep to the sound of my voice, but then I think I do that a lot. There are plenty of YouTube channels I fall asleep to. Is there any series you really don't want to do? Something you know you'd veto if it ever came up? Yes. Despite me starting all these videos with a specific phrase, I probably will veto The Dark Tower if it ever wins. It's a series that really personally resonated with me, and I don't know. I got very emotional reading that series. And I just think it's a series everyone should experience for themselves. And I know that's foolish to think, like, as something realistic. No one's gonna, you know, I can't expect everyone to read this massive series of books. But I just feel like it would completely cheapen it if I just summarize the story and summarize different aspects of it. And I just want people to read it themselves. You know, it's probably foolish thinking, but, you know, it is my YouTube channel, so I do reserve that right. When did I start YouTube? I started YouTube in 2011. My first real video was a Let's Play of Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse on the Super Nintendo. For a while, I was on GameAnyone.com, which was a video walkthrough website. I gained a bit of notoriety doing a early playthrough of Skyrim. And then I sort of settled down. I've been doing Let's Plays ever since. Every single day I upload a Let's Play video on my other channel. But then the Exploring series really kicked off in sort of mid-2016. The hardest video I've created so far. Whew. The Cthulhu Mythos in Bloodborne was very difficult for two reasons. One is I had to compile completely compile all the lore I could think of Bloodborne, all the lore of Cthulhu Mythos, and then find all the similarities myself between the two. And I had to play through all of Bloodborne myself with the HUD off, because I didn't want the HUD there to really make it look ugly. So I'm not the greatest of video game players, so that was a bit of a challenge, especially doing like the DLC with no HUD. That was definitely a hard video for a couple reasons. The timeline of Tamriel video was also really difficult because that was the first video I'd made for the Elder Scrolls series, and I was not that up to date on the lore, so getting blasted with that was daunting, to say the least. It's a pretty complicated timeline. Have I played Fallout? Yes, Fallout 2 is one of my favorite games of all time. I also enjoy Fallout 1 quite a bit. I think once Bethesda picked up the series and moved on to first-person RPGs, it sort of fell a little bit flat for me. I did play Fallout 3 three times through, like, in the first month. But yeah, that series is sort of faltering for me, whereas I'll still go back and play Fallout 2 all the time. I would love to do a Fallout lore series. Which exploring episode took the longest to research? I'd probably say Cthulhu Mythos and Bloodborne. That definitely took a while. Although the exploring My Little Pony video that I did for an April Fool's took a lot longer than I wanted it to. I'll say that. I was insistent on doing proper research for that for some reason. If you could choose one SCP to make a movie, which one would you choose? Wow, that's a really tricky question. Probably... oh man, I wouldn't mind SCP-184, the architect, just because I'd love to see a studio sort of recreate the Kowloon Walled City. That would be just a really cool personal thing to see, and then sort of the descent into this maze of madness. SCP-354 would also be really cool, but they'd have to do a lot of filling in the blanks. there's so many SCPs I'd love to see in a big budget live action movie, but I will say, to crush everyone's hopes, it will never happen. People comment on this every day, like, why aren't they making a series about this? Why aren't they making movies about this? What is Hollywood doing? They're so stupid. It's like, you have to look into the licensing for SCP. It will never happen, all right? It's really a bummer to me and to everyone else, but it really will never happen. Yeah, SCP-1730 would also be really cool. Barry Allen or Wally West? Barry Allen. If you could sit down and talk to a fictional character, who would it be and why? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I have no idea. I can't think of anything that would be like, that I would have like a good question for. I would benefit from the conversation. I don't know. There's probably a good answer to that. What skip do I have my eye on doing next? It depends on the Patreon poll. I think SCP-354 is in the lead at this moment. As for something else, there is a very interesting SCP video coming on Monday that is holiday themed, I suppose. After that, I don't know. I definitely look at the video suggestions channel on my Discord, see what people want to see. I look at the top rated pages for SCP to see what's popular. I try to think back to my own memory of videos of SCPs that I'd like to cover. There's so many still yet to do. The series is not going anywhere anytime soon. If I could have any SCP for my own personal use, which would it be? It would be the tree that can clone things when you touch them. It's one of the very early SCPs. It's in the 20s, I think. That would be pretty useful. or SCP-500, I guess. Ba-ba-ba-boom. Would I ever want to create my own SCP? I've had thoughts. I've had, like, basic ideas of, like, oh, that might be an interesting SCP. And then I wonder, it's like, maybe that already exists, or a variation of it. And then I just don't think I have the right writing style for it. I just don't know if it would be really great. I'd like to see an SCP somehow related to maybe, like, lucid dreaming or something like that. Again, it's like a very basic idea. I don't know. I don't think I'd even really consider writing an SCP until I've read every one. And I don't even know if I'll ever do that. So it's hard to say. What are my thoughts on Nyarlathotep? You can well watch my Nyarlathotep video. It's honestly... At the time, I was so excited to do that video because he was my favorite deity of the Cthulhu mythos. But I think it's a problematic video because I included too much of my personal opinion. But you can watch that if you're curious. Have I read Malazan Book of the Fallen? I started it. I got like 100 pages in or something like that, and I just got bogged down with world building, and I couldn't go on. I should give it another chance, because there were some very interesting aspects of that book, but I know it's a lengthy series that I have to chew through. Favorite group of interest from the Foundation? Probably the GOC, I would say. I don't think I represented them perfectly in my video on them. Like, honestly, once that video was uploaded, I was like, I should redo that video. I think just that's like the group that I would most want to see like a video game based on. Like a Republic Commandos or whatever kind of game following a GOC team. Can I grow a beard of any facial hair? No, I cannot. I mean, I can't do anything about it. Will I do a video about Color Out of Space? Honestly, that is a good idea. I will say I should just do a video summarizing the Color Out of Space, just the story, because that's probably my favorite Lovecraft story. Are there any anime I'd be willing to cover? I would really like to cover Made in Abyss. That's one of my favorite recent animes to be made. I thought it was such an interesting setting. I'd love to play a D&D game in that setting, but that could make a series. But again, I don't really have any control over the series we cover. So it's up to the polls. Favorite Elder Scrolls race? Khajiit. Is there any god or goddess from the pantheons you've covered who could square up with Cthulhu? Probably most of them. I think people sort of overestimate Cthulhu's power level, if there is such a thing. SCP related to lucid dreaming, check out SCP-1237. Okay, let me jot that down. I actually want to read that later. Thank you. See, like I said, I'm not an encyclopedia of SCPs. What kind of licensing issues? So all of SCP is under the Creative Commons license, which I think even a lot of authors wish that it wasn't, but it just is. And so I don't understand this perfectly. You'll have to look this up yourself. But basically it means that if anyone makes like something based on an SCP, it's also under the Creative Commons license, and so people can share it under the Creative Commons license, which means, I guess, that if Hollywood did make a movie based on an SCP, people could just share it on YouTube, and Hollywood would have no recourse, I guess. That's how I understood it. So I don't think Hollywood or Netflix or any sort of company would make something based on a franchise that they don't really control. That's how I understood it. Junji Ito, if I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah, he's got some really creepy stuff. I don't know if it would ever really work in a lore series, but it's definitely worth reading. Favorite SCP-001 proposal, or the one you think is the one is probably the real one. I really like the factory. I like when day breaks. I really like the broken god, because that was a new one for me when I first talked about it in the video, and it was like, this is excellent, because it's not really the broken god. They did it very well. The one I think is probably the most real one, I don't know. Probably the prototype, I guess. I'm not counting 184 as a 001 proposal, which is why I did not include it in my 001 video, despite so many people telling me to. It's not a 001 proposal, it's a tale. What would I think of another author writing the new Shadow Tolkien's official sequel, The Lord of the Rings, that he abandoned, and continuing the series? I guess anything's possible in the future with the whole Tolkien estate. I don't know exactly which author would be perfect for that. I don't read that many fantasy books. I mostly stick to Brandon Sanderson. I read In the Name of the Wind. I recently read the First Law trilogy by Joe Abercrombie, which was pretty sweet. I don't read that much. Right now I'm reading the new Thrawn books by Timothy Zahn, I think. Am I still in school or am I finished? I am 28 years old, so I've been done with school for a long time. I went to college for 1 year, didn't care for it, so I've been out of school for many years. What advice would I give to someone starting up video essays? I would say it depends on what you're covering. If you're covering fictional stuff or even non-fictional stuff, really, study your pronunciations and know that no matter what pronunciation you use, you will be criticized for it. No matter how much research you do, you'll be criticized for it. Also, just overall research, knowing what you're talking about and understanding it is absolutely the most important. It's the most ridiculous thing I've covered, in my opinion, in terms of absurdity. My Little Pony or Teletubbies. Although the Teletubbies video is not a real lore video, so I would say My Little Pony. Since I had to really research that. Like I said, I'm not an expert on the legal copyright license thing of SCP, but it is not what you expect. Like, it's not a normal licensing thing that you would expect it to be. A person that writes something for the SCP wiki can't just go to Hollywood and say, here, you have a right to use my thing. Pay me money. It does not work like that, even if they wanted it to. End of death hub video. I've not read much of that. I have the basic concept down. This whole SCP series is an ongoing process of me continuing to read and read and read more SCP stuff, and then deciding, oh, this would be a good video. Favorite joke SCP. I'm going to say this, since this will probably upset some people. I really dislike the entire comedic aspect of the SCP universe. Not that I think it shouldn't exist. I think, you know, it's an open community. Anybody can do whatever they want with it. But me personally, I do not like any sort of comedic elements. Now, sometimes it can be done kind of well where it's a little bit blended. It's not a joke SCP, but it's a little comedic in sort of an abstract concept, such as 3008, the Infinite IKEA. At its core concept, you know, people sort of find that funny. And it's okay. But the joke SCPs, I've read like two. All the sort of lighthearted comedic tales, I just don't care for. All the memes. I mean, you know, whatever you want to do on the internet, feel free. But for me personally, I just can't stand memes. And that's honestly the hardest part of running a YouTube channel, is every day I have to read every comment and I just get inundated with the same memes all day. You know, whatever you want to do, it's fine. It's just I do not care for the comedic aspects. So yeah, I've not read almost any JSCPs. Am I a full-time YouTuber? Yes, actually I am. It's becoming more feasible for me to be a full-time YouTuber. I live a pretty simple life. So it's not like a massive amount of profit, but it is a very, very enjoyable job. And, you know, it's enough for me. But it is sort of a risky lifestyle. You know, I'm not out there in the world building real world skills and connections and stuff like that. And YouTube is not really a perfect workplace as far as stability is concerned. So it's a little worrying, but it's pretty close to a dream job. Do I like role-playing games? Yes. I have a weekly role-playing night, generally every Monday night. I live stream it on my other channel. We haven't played D&D in a long time. Right now we're playing Stars Without Number. Before that, we've played Icons, Godbound, Shadow of the Demon Lord, Dungeon World, pretty much anything but D&D. Not that I'm against D&D. I'm hoping to get some of my family members into the world, into the RPG world with some D&D. What SCP am I planning to do next? The next SCP video you will see from me will be on Christmas Eve, and it will be somewhat holiday themed, but a little disturbing. Scariest being in the Cthulhu mythos? I would say either Azathoth or Nyarlathotep for very different reasons. Will I do more SCP readings? I've almost never done an SCP reading. I have done one. I don't know. It probably is visible on my channel. I did a reading years back of the document recovered from the Mariana Trench. That's the only reading I've ever done. Everything else has been a scripted summary. What is Stars Without Number? It is a it's a science fiction RPG written by Kevin Crawford. It's sort of an old school Renaissance game that involves pretty much any aspect of science fiction you could really want in an RPG. It's fantastic. We've been having a blast. Would I be interested in playing in an online D&D game? I have played on Roll20 quite a number of times in the past, not in the last couple years, but we used to do it quite a bit. It would have to be probably with the right group of people. If I wanted to jump into a random D&D game, I could do that at any time. So, I don't know. It would probably have to be with a group of friends or as some sort of like video event or something that I was invited to. What is the most disturbing SCP?
Oh boy.
What comes after? Depending on your sort of mentality, I think could be pretty disturbing. 3001, again, depending on how you feel about isolation and how you look at life and things like that, it could be pretty disturbing. The video I'll be covering on Monday, pretty disturbing. what else? There's a video, or there's an SCP about a giant, like, polyp or something like that, that people go inside of, and horrible, nasty things happen to them. I remember that one being pretty disturbing. I'll probably do a video at some point about a bunch of aquatic SCPs that would be included in. If I were to select the next topic to cover on my channel, what would that be? I would probably say Warcraft. Just because that would be very different than SCP and pretty easy, I think, for me to cover. And I like the Warcraft series. Who's my favorite fictional character? The Flash? Maybe. Although I've been reading a lot more Hulk comics than Flash lately. Do I play Magic the Gathering? No, sadly not. I do have a pretty large board game collection, probably over 150, but Magic the Gathering is not among them. Any video games I've been playing lately? Yes, actually. Recently, this year, I finished doing an entire series of Let's Plays of all the Final Fantasy games, all the main series. 1 through 15. And then after a little while, I went back and I did Final Fantasy Mystic Quest as like an add-on. And then now I'm like, I feel like playing Final Fantasy Tactics. So I did a Let's Play of Final Fantasy Tactics. And right now I'm doing Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. So I'm a pretty big Final Fantasy fan. Will I ever explore Star Wars? Yes, I have explored Star Wars. Again, please check out the rest of my videos on my channel. There's not much more I can really advertise them than just say, look at the rest of the videos on my channel. I've covered a number of series other than SCP. Marvel or DC? I get asked this every Q&A. I think I always say Marvel overall, although I do like certain aspects of the DC universe. Favorite Final Fantasy is 6. Followed by, depending on the day, Final Fantasy Tactics or Final Fantasy X. The thing is, despite me having a very popular lore channel, I actually don't play video games for the story by default. Generally, when I sit down and play a video game, all I really care about is the gameplay. And so it's odd that I like Final Fantasy so much, but I really just do enjoy the gameplay. But there are certain stories that I think really excel. I think Final Fantasy Tactics has one of the best stories in all of video games. Thoughts on Fallout? I already said that. Fallout 2 is my favorite. Do I see the Confinement series? I've seen a few of the videos. Again, they're a little bit too comedic for my taste, but like I said, I really respect what he's doing, just as a video series and for the SCP community. He's bringing a lot of attention to it. He's doing stuff that no one else is really doing, on that level at least. So I really respect it, but it's not exactly my personal cup of tea. But if he ever wants me to do a voice, I'd be glad to. What got me into the SCP Foundation universe? It was back in 2011, I want to say, back then. I don't remember what brought me to the website, but I do remember vividly when I first arrived at the SCP Wiki. I thought it was real. I was a dumb 21-year-old, but I thought it was real. I was like, oh man, this is some government stuff. I'm not supposed to be here. But I think I went back to it like a half an hour later, and I was like, what am I talking about? That's ridiculous. And so from then on, I think the first one I read was either The Staircase or 173. And then I was like, I got to read them all. And so I started at one, and I went all the way up to 1,000. I read every single one. A number of those I think are gone or changed or something now, but yeah, after I read all 1,000, I was pretty much like done, and I was like, "Huh, that's pretty awesome." and then I forgot about it for like 5 years. Do I think it's possible to make a Final Fantasy lore series? I would really like to make a series summarizing each game, like summarizing the story of each game. And I know plenty of channels have probably done that. But I'd like to do a video on Final Fantasy 1 and the story of Final Fantasy 1 and then 2 and then 3 and so on and so forth, and cover some of the side games as well. Just because I'm a really big fan of Final Fantasy, and so as a personal project, I'd really enjoy that. Covering it traditionally, how I normally do it as a lore series, I don't think it would work just because almost every game has its own setting. It just really would not be cohesive to do it that way. Do I like Lord of the Rings War of the North better or Lord of the Rings the Third Age better? I'm trying to think of what one was War of the North. War in the North. Is that the RTS or... No, that was the one that was like three player, right? I much preferred that one. I had a blast playing that one with my friend and my cousin. I don't think any Lord of the Rings game really fits that well into the lore, though. Thank you for the compliments of how young I look. I still get carded whenever I get alcohol. Feels great. Although it's usually because I'm wearing like a Hulk hat or a Flash hat, and they think I'm 17. What do I think of American Horror Story? I only watched part of the first season and I sort of gave up on it. I just did not think it was that horrific. I'm a huge fan of horror films. I watch a lot. And so, to be honest, I don't really ever get scared by horror films anymore, but I watch them because I hope that they have some sort of interesting story. Not like epic or compelling or anything like that, but interesting. I think that's part of why I like SCP so much, is there's so many interesting stories. And I don't know, I was watching the first season of American Horror Story, and I was just not drawn in by an interesting story. Maybe some of the other seasons are more interesting, but I don't know. Yeah, there is not much connection between Final Fantasy games as far as setting goes, and plot aspects and things like that. There's a lot of, like, you know, certain creatures and stuff like that that connects the games, and of course gameplay often connects the games, but setting is wildly different most of the time. That's why it would more be just a step-by-step summary of the games. Jason versus Michael Myers. I would probably say Michael Myers, especially after seeing the new Halloween. I think he's just been more successful as far as a character goes. Do I watch Black Mirror? Of course. Black Mirror is phenomenal. And if I was going to pick something live action related to SCP, it would be in the vein of Black Mirror, definitely. Sort of an anthology series covering all sorts of different aspects and SCPs. Black Mirror, like I just said, I watch horror for interesting stories. That's what Black Mirror is. It's just nonstop interesting stories done really well. Have I read The Fall of Gondolin? No, I have not, I'm afraid. I think that came out right after I finished my Middle Earth series, I believe. And so I was just ready to move on to something else. Has anything surprised me in my research? Something I really didn't expect to learn? Oh, all the time. I do this series, I do the Exploring series primarily as a educational device. My goal is always to teach people. And it's a bummer that all I ever get, for the most part, is people that already are very familiar with what I'm talking about, and they come in just to correct me or nitpick or things like that. But I make the videos to be educational to those that are interested in a topic but don't know anything about it. And so, despite that, the person that always learns the most from my videos is, of course, me. Because I learn far more about something than I generally put into a video. And so pretty much the entire like Norse mythology, Celtic mythology series were just me learning all these really interesting, unique facts and me going around to friends and family and be like, hey, did you know this about Thor? And it's like, you know, usually they don't really care. But yeah, pretty much almost every video I do is very educational for me. And that's part of why I love doing it. Would I ever consider exploring the Gears of War series, exploring Game of Thrones, exploring Warhammer? All of these comments. I plan to explore everything. If you are interested in seeing a specific series, make sure you stay tuned to the channel. Sometime next month, there will be a couple polls, and you can vote for whatever you want. You can write in suggestions of whatever you want. That's when things are decided. My favorite exploring episode I've recorded. The Tale of Beren and Lúthien for Middle-earth is up there. Akavir for Elder Scrolls is up there. Cthulhu Mythos and Bloodborne is up there. Norse Mythology and God of War is up there. Anytime I can talk about both a video game and lore is pretty cool. The Teletubbies video was very fun to record because I was just doing it. You know, I was doing the research, which of course involved watching Teletubbies, and I'm writing this script, and all I was thinking about was like, what are people gonna say in reply to this? So the comment section of that video was very entertaining. It's definitely one of my favorites. It's unfortunate that the people that own Teletubbies are very picky about monetization. So I did not make a cent off of that video, but it was still enjoyable. Exploration of the Exploring series. I'll probably leave that for someone else to do. I don't know if it's right if I explore the Exploring series. My favorite Black Mirror episode. San Junipero is up there. Definitely up there. Because that was so non-horror-ish. It was so different, and it was just, oh, you know, like I said, I like emotional stories like that that are really interesting. What's funny is I showed that episode to my mom because I thought she would really like it because it's not horror. She doesn't like horror. She's a very Christian woman, very traditional. And I showed her that. I was like, oh, check this out. And her first comment after the credits rolled was, that's hell. It's like, so her thought of like existing in this digital state for all eternity was hell. So, interesting. I did not expect that reaction from her, but maybe I should have. The other one that's always memorable, whenever I think about Black Mirror, I always think about like the virtual reality episode. As someone that is very interested in virtual reality, that was like a living nightmare to watch. Am I getting tired of SCP exploring? No. Bluntly, no, I'm not. I look forward to covering many more SCPs, but that is not to say that in January, when I start looking at some other series, that that's not a bit of a relief. It is nice to have some variety, and so I'll be able to juggle two different series, which probably has its own challenges. I'm not tired of SCP, though, so that's why it's going to continue for some time. And people enjoy it. It's bringing a lot of people to the channel, so I can't complain. What's the most annoying nitpick commenters bother you with? The absolute most annoying thing to me above anything else by a drastic, drastic margin is commenting on my pronunciation. When I first started doing the Cthulhu Mythos, pronunciation was not that big of a deal. Like, all the names were of an alien language and things like that. It doesn't really matter. But then I stepped into Middle Earth, and I was not really prepared for that. So I did not properly research pronunciation, and I got skewered for it, which, to be fair, I should have. I was completely wrong. Since then, I have properly researched every name that I pronounce in a video, and I still get skewered for it. And if people did it politely, you know, they're like, oh, I just wanted to inform you, you might want to look into your pronunciation some more, this should be pronounced as this, that would be fine. I have gotten some comments like that, that's fine, but people are almost never like that. They always are very hateful, surprisingly hateful about pronunciations, and how I don't even want to repeat what they say to me about how stupid I am for my pronunciations. And I don't care that much about pronunciations, but I understand, since I'm making a video and I'm trying to educate, I know that I have to be proper. The problem is the Norse and the Celtic were one of the worst. I spent hours, literally hours, scouring the internet trying to find pronunciations for all these Norse names and Celtic names and things like that. And they were completely conflicting across the board. Irish people just cannot seem to agree on pronunciations for certain Celtic words and terms and things like that. And it was just like, I just have to go with what seems like the most popular option. But no matter what, people are going to criticize, because they know how to pronounce it, and they know that I am wrong. So I just put a channel-wide block on any comment involving the word pronounce or pronunciation or mispronunciation, which is perhaps petty, but it just bothers me. I mean, I get a lot of troll comments, but for some reason, pronunciation is just... it's really the worst. You're banned from a channel for politely pointing out a typo in the title. Well, that's pretty bad. I mean, I'd have to hear both sides of the story, but that's pretty bad. I don't think I've ever banned anybody or anything like that. I do get a lot of comments like correcting me on certain aspects of lore or things like that. And a lot of the times they are pretty polite about things like that. The problem is, most of the time I feel like they are very wrong. I had a person comment on the Cain and Abel video, and they said, you got it very, very wrong. Abel killed Cain. And it's like, I went to a Lutheran grade school for 8 years. I went to a Lutheran high school for 4 years. I'm pretty sure I know the story of Cain and Abel. Even if I didn't just research it in order to summarize it in this video, I think I know the story, but this guy says, I'm very, very wrong. And so it's not that people try to correct me. It's that they're so adamant about their knowledge and how correct it is that they don't even want to double check. So oftentimes, I try to just be passive-aggressive with these people instead of outright aggressive. But yeah, those are sort of the nitpicky things. Pretty much with YouTube, being a YouTuber, I would say probably the comment section is often the worst part of the job. And I think probably most YouTubers would agree with that. And I think you pretty much either have to read every comment or read no comments. There's no one, I can't have a screener that's really screening these comments to protect my feelings or anything like that. I could read none of the comments, but honestly, that just seems wrong to me. I want to read a lot of the comments, but I can't know how stupid a comment is until I read it. What has been my least favorite SCP so far that I've covered? I don't know. None of them, really. Maybe the one I'm doing on Monday, just because it sort of unsettles me. But even that, it's like, yeah, but it's kind of cool. So, I don't know. I haven't covered a bad SCP, in my opinion, yet. There probably will come a time where somebody wants me to do it, and I'll do it just for views but that I don't like. But, yeah. When can we expect the Exploring merch drop? I have Exploring series merch. I should have... I don't know why I'm not wearing it. There should be... under every video, maybe only on a desktop, I don't know if it's on mobile, but you can see shirts and like a mug that I have. I mean, it's pretty easy to do merchandise in this day and age. I don't know many people that have bought it, but it's there. Really, you know, if you want to easily support me, $1 on Patreon a month is not that much. It's far more than I would get from somebody just watching all the ads on my video. And you get to vote on every week's video. So I don't like to promote anything related to my channel. I don't really like to plug anything. But, you know, if you are interested in supporting, Patreon is probably the way to go. But also, you know, if you watch the ads for videos, that's usually good enough. Favorite D&D class? I would say Scion. I don't know if that's what it is in 5th edition. I haven't really played it. But I always enjoy sort of mentalist type characters that do things with their mind. Professor Xavier type stuff. For some reason, that's just what I gravitate to when I'm playing an RPG. Right now I'm playing Stars Without Number, and I'm playing a psychic character. A psychic ship captain, and it's been absolutely excellent. If I had to choose an SCP to die to, what would it be? It would be SCP-999 hugging me so hard that I just exploded. That would be what I'd pick. All right, I'm just going to go for a few more questions here. So get your final questions in here. I think the chat is slowing down, and we can wrap this up. How did I get my channel logo? A year ago or a year and a half ago, I just did a logo contest on the channel. And I got a few submissions. I picked one. I sent them an Amazon gift card, and that was it. I'm really happy with it. Dune Exploring Series. That would be one. My dad has never watched like a single video of mine, but if I did a Dune Exploring Series, I think that's what he would watch. It got pretty close to winning one time in the polls, but not yet. So it's definitely a possibility. Will I ever do a video on Dr. Bright? Again, I think there's two aspects of Dr. Bright. Back when I first started reading about him in like 2011 or so, he was not the same as he is now. I think most people know him now for just like hilarious hijinks. I probably am going to do a video on Dr. Bright, but it's not going to be funny or anything like that. It's going to focus on the few SCPs that are sort of related to him. I think his brother is an SCP, and his father was an O5, I believe. So it would sort of talk about the Bright family and their connection to the Foundation, but it would not be like covering the things that Dr. Bright is not allowed to do or something like that. Yeah, there seem to be a few different dialects on Ireland, and that threw me off, and apparently throws other people off. So, yeah, that was an interesting series to cover. What was my inspiration for making this channel? Well, specifically the Exploring series. My inspiration for making videos, Let's Plays, was a guy named Dave the Usher, who probably no one knows about. But for the Exploring series... I decided to do the videos. I was very big into the Cthulhu Mythos at the time, and I saw, I don't know, I may have searched for like Nyarlathotep or Cthulhu or something like that on YouTube, and the top video was like a 15-minute video, and it was like explaining the Cthulhu Mythos, and I was like, you can't explain all of the Cthulhu Mythos in 15 minutes, that's crazy. And I was like, I should do a series where I actually properly explain it. And so that's what I did. And I was very close. I was very close to just doing the video, the first video, Cthulhu, just off the cuff, without any script. And if I did, I tend to ramble a lot. It would have been an hour-long video. No one would have watched it, and that would have been it for my channel. This would have never kicked off. But I was like, you know what? I should do this properly. I'm going to script it. And the rest is history. As for the format, the only thing I really took inspiration from is probably Vadi Vidya. Definitely, I get a little bit of inspiration from him. And Ahoy. If you've never seen any of Ahoy's videos, they are absolutely the best documentaries on YouTube as far as I'm concerned. And he's miles above what I am doing in every aspect, but he does take a lot longer. And so I guess I go for quantity over quality, but people seem to like it, and that's good. I guess that's about it. Will I do RPC? So I think that's like the offshoot. It's not anything related to SCP, right? It's its own website for people that don't want to submit to SCP. I really would just... That would be its own series. So if that ever wins the polls, sure, I'll cover it. But it's got a long way to go, I think, before it hits that point. That's about it. All right. I guess that'll wrap us up. All right. Last question here. Any thoughts on the Call of Cthulhu game? I answered this just like today on Twitter, but the recent Call of Cthulhu game, I had high expectations, which was probably my fault. But I was pretty disappointed. I thought it started pretty well. It started pretty intriguing, and I thought, like, okay, there's going to be all these branching directions and choices. I'm a big fan of the Call of Cthulhu RPG, so I was like, oh, it's going to be like that in video game form, but it was really more of a visual novel. And I thought if they had just taken their time and their resources and their efforts and just made like a Call of Cthulhu animated movie, it probably would have been a better experience. All right, I guess that's about it. Marble Hornets, yes, I'm a big fan. A while back, I tried to do a ARG SCP thing, and it was a big flop. But that was based on my love of Marble Hornets. All right, so yes, as I said, SCP is going to continue for, at the very least, another few months. It's by far my most popular series, so I don't plan on ending it anytime soon. Next month in January, there will be a couple polls. You guys can check them out. They're going to be on the YouTube channel. I'll post videos. And they will decide sort of a side series that I'll be covering, whether it be The Witcher or Dark Souls or Dune, Warcraft, whatever it might be. That's for you guys to decide. Thank you all for tuning in. I don't do these live streams too often, but they're always enjoyable, so I might try to do them a little bit more often. I guess that's about it. Happy holidays, happy new year, all that good stuff. It's been an amazing year for me with the Exploring series. We hit 200,000 subscribers this year, and it just blows my mind back when I was first starting playing Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse. So thank you all. I really appreciate it, and keep exploring.